SEC chair faces firestorm of criticism over crypto policies in congressional showdown. Key points: SEC chair Gary Gensler faced bipartisan criticism during a House Financial Services Committee hearing, with lawmakers questioning the agency's approach to crypto regulation and handling of specific cases. Congressman Tom Emmer called Gensler the most destructive and lawless SEC chair in the regulator's 90-year history, citing inconsistencies in crypto asset terminology and the controversial DebtBox case. Intense exchange over crypto regulation. In a contentious House Financial Services Committee hearing on Tuesday, September 24, 2024, SEC Chair Gary Gensler faced intense scrutiny from both sides of the aisle regarding his handling of cryptocurrency regulation. The hearing, which included testimony from all five SEC commissioners, highlighted the growing tension between lawmakers and the regulatory agency over the clarity and fairness of crypto rules. Republican Majority Whip Tom Emmer led a particularly heated exchange, criticizing Gensler's approach to crypto regulation. Emmer accused Gensler of inventing the term crypto asset security, without providing clear guidance, stating, "This term is nowhere to be found in statute, you made it up, and you never provided any interpretive guidance on how crypto asset security might be defined within the walls of your SEC. DebtBox case and SEC credibility." The hearing also brought attention to the SEC's handling of the DebtBox case, which has raised questions about the agency's credibility. A federal judge in Utah criticized the SEC for acting in bad faith in this case, ultimately ordering the agency to pay sanctions, including attorneys' fees and costs. When questioned about the case, Gensler acknowledged, "The matters in that case were not well handled." This admission fueled further criticism from lawmakers who argue that the SEC's approach to crypto regulation lacks clarity and consistency. Internal dissent and calls for clarity. The criticism of Gensler's leadership extended beyond lawmakers to include dissent from within the SEC itself. Commissioner Hester Pierce, known for her pro-crypto stance, highlighted the agency's recent retraction of the term crypto asset security in a court footnote. Pierce argued that this admission should have come much sooner, stating, "We've fallen on our duty as a regulator not to be precise." Pierce also emphasized the need for clearer guidelines in crypto regulation, suggesting that while congressional input would be helpful, the SEC could provide more guidance in this area. Controversy surrounding SAB 121. The hearing spotlighted the ongoing dispute over the SEC Staff Accounting Bulletin 121. This contentious rule, which mandates crypto custodians to report digital assets as balance sheet liabilities, has become a focal point of regulatory debate. Gensler staunchly defended SAB 121, framing it as a crucial safeguard in light of recent industry failures. However, his stance met fierce opposition from both lawmakers and industry representatives. Critics argue that the rule could inadvertently push crypto custody towards less regulated entities, potentially increasing systemic risk. The disagreement over SAB 121 exemplifies the broader challenges in crafting effective crypto regulation. As the 2024 election looms, finding a balance between investor protection and fostering innovation in the digital asset space has emerged as a key policy issue. The outcome of this regulatory tug of war could significantly shape the future landscape of cryptocurrency in the United States.